From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his fourth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where the Apostle Paul sets forth the elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As the Holy Spirit shows the Christian his position in Christ, there follows the joy of full assurance, because as Paul states in Romans 8, no one and nothing is able to separate the believer from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. In Ephesians chapter 1, the Apostle reminds us of our possessions in Christ, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This leads to the glorious prospects, what Paul calls abounding in hope. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, the believer who seems not to experience the fullness of this joy and may wonder if he is truly saved, may be encouraged by the fact that the very desire for grace is an evidence of grace. Today, Dr. Cairns goes on to the encouragement believers may take from Christian joy. The Bible says that God rejoices in His people. Therefore, believers ought to rejoice in Him. Then we come to the exhortation from Christian joy. In the face of doubt, we may ask, "Do I have any pleasure in Christ?" If I do, that is evidence of true salvation, a great cause for joy. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Delight and Desires. The text is found in Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Delight in God has a transforming power and lifts a man above the gross desires of our fallen nature. Delight in Jehovah is not only sweet in itself, but it sweetens the whole soul till the longings of the heart become such that the Lord can safely promise to fulfill them. Is not that a grand delight which molds our desires till they are like the desires of God? Our foolish way is to desire and then set to work to compass what we desire. We do not go to work in God's way, which is to seek Him first, and then expect all things to be added unto us. If we will let our heart be filled with God till it runs over with delight, then the Lord Himself will take care that we shall not want any good thing. Instead of going abroad for joys, let us stay at home with God and drink waters out of our own fountain. He can do for us far more than all our friends. It is better to be content with God alone than to go about fretting and pining for the paltry trifles of time and sense. For a while we may have disappointments, but if these bring us nearer to the Lord, they are things to be prized exceedingly, for they will in the end secure to us the fulfillment of all our right desires.
I only know as His right.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
Christians so often beat themselves unnecessarily. And they say, I don't have joy, I don't have peace, I don't know the love of God, I don't know this, because I desire so much, but I fall so far short of my desires. I have news for you, the holier you get, the further you'll feel you're falling short of your desires. That's not made to be an excuse for our sin, but it is to say the greater your vision of the glory of God, the more you'll realize how far short we fall. But remember the old Puritan dictum, the desire for grace is grace. The stirring of the soul is already a spiritual work. A spiritual desire is something that does not come from the flesh or from the world or from the devil. It is the product of the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the very fact that we desire Christ is something that should cause us to rejoice. Because we can trace there the handiwork of God. And of course, every victory over sin, every entrance to the throne room of God in prayer, is a cause to rejoice that the Holy Spirit is still working in us. Even every affliction that is used to cut away more of the flesh, direct us more to Christ, is a cause to rejoice. We can say, it is good for me, and I've been afflicted, if it turns me to Christ. So that's, as quickly as I can do it, a word of explanation. Now let's use it as a word of encouragement. The Bible speaks of the joy of the Lord and the joy of His salvation. And the meaning is very clear. If I have the Lord and if I have His salvation, I should have joy. And if the gospel's true, that's exactly what we would expect. God Himself is essentially and inherently joyful. That's not a picture of God, of course, that most people have in their mind. But that's the biblical portrait of God. God is inherently joyful. He is absolutely glad and satisfied with all He is and all He says and all He does. The Bible says that He has all blessedness in Himself. But here's the thing. This is grace. Not only is He inherently joyful because of all He is, but He rejoices over His people. And of course, that's a part of rejoicing in what He has done. There's a beautiful text in Zephaniah 3:17. It's a text I have to come back to sometime. It must be over 15 years, maybe 17 years, since I preached this text in this congregation. Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, He will rejoice over thee with joy. Now stop there for a minute. I can understand me rejoicing over Him, but the God of heaven rejoicing over me? Can that be? Can it be what it means? Can it be what it says? Is it at all possible that the God of heaven is rejoicing over me? Read on. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. Without trying to expound the text, for that would take us too far afield, this is an Old Testament statement of what Paul is expounding in the passage to which I referred in Ephesians chapter 1. The Lord is rejoicing over us because He has loved us. He has saved us. He has put us into Christ. He hath clothed us with the righteousness of Christ. God rejoices in Himself, and He rejoices in His people. If you want to carry that on a little bit, just to show you how extreme the Bible is here, think of all that God has created. To whom does it belong? To Him. And yet, with all the hosts of angels before Him, and all the limitless expanses of space around, God mentions us. Filthy, hell-deserving sinners whom He has saved. And He says, we are His inheritance. It's an amazing statement. He rejoices in us. Now, if our God is a rejoicing God, and He's rejoicing in His people, it should be clear that joy is the birthright of every believer. The right to joy is not rooted in our personality. The right to joy is not rooted in our circumstances. The right to joy is rooted in our God, in what He is, and in His work for us, and in His work in us. This joy is a gift that is mighty and powerful, that will lift us to victory over the works of the flesh. Remember what I said, dealing with the context, that the fruit of the Spirit is in contrast to the work of the flesh. The work of the flesh is, and you've got all this list, verse 19, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. What a list! They're the things to which the flesh is prone. They're the things that the flesh works. But the fruit of the Spirit is joy. What's it saying? Listen, this is what it's saying. The works of the flesh have no attraction and no dominance over one who is possessed of the joy of the Holy Ghost. Nehemiah says in chapter 8, verse 10, in somewhat different circumstances, but the message still is the same. The joy of the Lord is your strength. This joy of the Lord is not just to make you feel good. This joy of the Lord is a mighty, potent, spiritual principle or virtue that God injects into the life of the believer. This joy of the Lord enables you to cope with circumstances that otherwise would overcome you. It enables you to face lusts that in other way, other times would consume you. It enables you to overcome instead of being a victim. I tell you, a person who is rejoicing in the Lord is a person who will live in Christian victory. It's the importance of this. It's a powerful gift. A powerful gift. What an encouragement to the people of God. I don't have to work up the strength what I hear from so many pulpits, I don't have to work up the character traits in order to be able to overcome the devil and the flesh and the world. No. The fruit of the Spirit, the natural result of knowing God in Christ. Because my God is a rejoicing God. And He has given me the birthright to rejoice in Him. This rejoicing will give me liberty and power to live the life of a Christian, even when physical circumstances, material conditions, are not such as would cause what the world thinks of as happiness. Let me finish then with a word of exhortation. With this I'm through. All that I've said should bring joy, peace, consolation to believers. But the fact is, we do fear that all that I've said places a question mark over our own experience and the reality of the work of grace in our own lives. If joy is the mark of the true believer, and I have little or no real joy, then I'm not a true believer. That's the logic. Let's have a look at it. Let me ask you a question. Is it really true of you that you have no pleasure in Christ? You take no pleasure in Christ? Is that true of you? Think it through now. Because I'm going to make this statement. If that's true of you, I don't care how many times you've walked the aisle or how many times you've been baptized or how many churches you've joined. I don't care how much you know of the Bible or the catechisms. I don't care if you've been ordained to the highest position in the Christian church. If you have no pleasure in Christ, you are not a Christian. You need to be saved. So ask the question again. Is it really true? You have no pleasure in Christ? But if you do take pleasure in Christ, that is joy begun. Maybe far from perfected, but at least it is joy begun. The fruit is there, but it needs to be cultivated.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.